Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
Mount's home out on the floor, getting ready to get this game tipped off. Now Marion joins them. It will be Matt Jones jumping center for the Bombers. And for Marion, it looks like B.J. Johnson is going to try to win the tip. So here we go. The official comes to center court. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Marion. They'll be moving left to right in this first half. Boyce will walk the ball into the front court for the Patriots. Ball goes over on the right side to Tim. Well, Matt, looks like Marion's actually changed her starting lineup a little bit. I'll try to get to that in just a moment. Ball goes up top to B.J. Johnson. His three-point will not go. Offensive rebound for Waterford. He can't get the foul to go, and this time Matt Jones gets the rebound, and Mount Home will have their first possession of the night. Timothy McDonald actually is in the starting lineup tonight for the Patriots instead of Phillips. Here's Tabor with it, throwing it over the left side to Harris. Marion in a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. Back over to Harris on the left wing. Gives it to Tabor just outside the lane. Tabor gives it up top to Crawford. Crawford's going to drill down the lane. Finds Jones on the low block. His layup is blocked. Oh, they're going to go. They're going to say it's off of Mount Home as it goes out of bounds. So it will be Marion's basketball as we are 59 seconds into this contest. Boyce will walk the ball across the timeline. Throws it on the right side to McDonald. Now gives it to Reeves. Reeves dribbles on the right wing. Finds Johnson. Just inside the three-point line. Now gives it up top to Reeves. Reeves will drill to the left elbow. An offensive foul. An illegal screen called on B.J. Johnson. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Marion and their first turnover of the night. 6:42 left in the first quarter. No score as of yet. Wyatt Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Harris on the right side. Now up to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's being double-teamed. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Jones. Jones will find Crawford. Down to Harris in the left corner. Harris is going to drill toward the low block. His jumper is blocked. And they're going to call a foul, though, on Marion with 6:13 left in the first quarter. Mekhi Boyce picks up his first personal foul. That is the second team foul against the Patriots here in the first half. So it's Hatch Harris at the free throw line to try to put Mount Home on top first. With 6:13 left in the first quarter. Harris's first free throw will not go. So he has one more to shoot. Harris's second shot is up. This one will not go in either. He misses both, and McDonald gets the rebound. Back come the Patriots. Still no score as of yet. Ball goes down into the right corner to Waterford. Now up near the top to Johnson. Now to Boyce. Over to McDonald. Back up to Boyce. Boyce will drill to the low block. It's going to go up for the layup. No good. Jones gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Jones will give it to Gilbert, who will walk the ball into the front court. Gilbert drills to the left wing. Finds Jones there on the wing now. Jones picks up his drill, gives it back to Gilbert. Now gives it back to Jones. He's being double-teamed. Now throws it near the top to Harris. Harris is going to drill down towards the paint. Now kicks out to Tabor at the elbow. His jumper will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Reeves. He's quickly back the other way. Reeves will dribble to the left elbow. Now goes back out on the wing. 5:19 left play in the first quarter. Still no score. Ball goes to McDonald in the corner. Down in the paint to Boyce. His jumper will not go. He tips it back up. Can't get that to go. Gets his own rebound once again. This time he's going to be fouled on the way up. And two shots coming up for Mekhi Boyce. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul. That is the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Mekhi Boyce at the free throw line to try to put Marion on top first. First shot is up and good. So the Patriots will strike first. with, again, with a little over 5 minutes left in this opening period. Boyce's second shot is up, and he gets both. 2-0 Marion leading at 5:09 left in the first quarter. Gilroy walked the ball across the timeline. Marion in a half-court man-to-man. Gilbert throws it to Tabor on the right side. Up top to Harris. Harris trying to figure out where to go with it. Now dribbles to the right side. Now goes back up to the top. Finds Tabor on the right. His pass is knocked away. Stolen by Timothy McDonald. Mavs mounts home's first shot of the night. Here back comes the other way is Boyce. Boyce going to drill down to the lane. Now gives to McDonald there in the paint. His jumper will not go. And Gilbert gets a rebound for Bat Mountain Home. Wyatt Gilbert across the timeline setting up the offense. Ball goes over to Harris on the left wing. Back to Gilbert. He immediately puts up the three there on the left side. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with his first 3 points of the night. That's our first lead change. It's Mountain Home's up 3-2 with 4:20 left in the first quarter. Ball goes up top to Boyce for Marion. Now over on the right side, McDonald. And a foul's going to be called before the pass gets to Reeves. They're going to get that on Abe Crawford. That is his first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. 4:11 left to play in the opening period. Mountain Home leading 3-2. It will be Reeves inbounding the ball underneath the basket. Throws it to Boyce on the right corner. Down a low block to Reeves. He puts up the jumper off the glass. No good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound against Mountain Home. I guess so. But Austin Tabor picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Bombers. That was in a position where I couldn't see what was going on. Now ball goes up top to Waterford. Over on the left side to Reeves. He immediately puts up the three on the left wing and he gets it. Dietrich Reeves Jr. with his first field goal of the night comes from behind the arc. That's our second lead change of the night as Marion's up 5-3 with 3:50 left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert back the other way. Throws it to Jones on the left elbow. Back to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert's going to drill down to the lane, going up further. Running jumper. They're going to wave that basket off. And they're going to call an illegal screen on Matt Jones. I thought it was going to be a running jumper, but they're going to wave that basket off. Matt Jones picks up his second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Bombers and their second turnover of the night. Jones is going to come out of the game with his second foul as he's replaced by Adam Sorrell, a 5'11 senior. 5-3, Matt Marion with the ball in the lead. Ball goes over to McDonald. Now up top to Boyce. Boyce is going to drill down to the low block. Now kicks out to Reeves in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. And the ball is knocked around. Controlled offensively for Johnson. He gets the layup. B.J. Johnson with his first 2 points of the night. 7-3, Marion leading at 3:13 left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbling down into the lane. Throws up top to Sorrell. Sorrell gives it to Harris. No, I thought he was about to give it to Harris. Instead, he throws out to Crawford on the left wing. Crawford trying to get out of a double team. Throws it to Sorrell on the right. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will find Crawford on the left. Crawford's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out to Sorrell. Sorrell finds Harris on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound comes to Dietrich Reeves Jr. He's quickly back the other way from Marion. Reeves quickly going down into the lane, going up for the layup. They're going to give him an NBA continuation, it looks like. They're going to say he got the layup and drew the foul. So Dietrich Reeves Jr. will be at the line for the and-one situation. That foul's on Dawson Tabor. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number five. Against the Mountain Home. Damian Phillips now checking in for the first time tonight for Marion as he replaces Darius Waterford. So Reeves at the free throw line. First, his free throw will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Tabor. Jake McGee checked in for. I believe it was Satch Harris. Here's Gilbert back the other way. Finding Crawford there on the left side. Crawford's going to drill down towards the left elbow. Kicks out to Jake McGee on the right wing. McGee dribbles down towards the corner. Now finds Tabor in the wing. Cross court to Sorrell. Now to Crawford on the left side. Crawford's going to dribble down. Has the ball knocked away from him. Ball's loose. Ball's still being fought for. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say that Phillips got the ball and then quickly called timeout. So we will break with 2:05. Let's play in the first quarter. It is Marion leading Mountain Home 9-3. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Marion got the steal and to avoid a travel call, they called timeout. So it was a smart play by them. A little over 2 minutes left to play in this first quarter. They have the ball leading 9-3. Here is Boyce throwing it to McDonald on the right side. Down in the paint to Reeves, who gets the layup good. Dietrich Reeves Jr. with 7 points. 11-3, Mountain Home trailing Marion. 1:45 left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court, has the ball knocked away from him, but gets it back. Now trying to figure out where to go with it, and he tries to throw it to Tabor. Ball goes between his legs, but he's going to be fouled from behind. That is B.J. Johnson's second personal foul. Team foul number 3 against Marion here in the second half. In the first half, excuse me. So Johnson's going to come out of the game as he's replaced by Darius Waterford. 1:35 left to play in the first quarter as Jake McGee inbounds it to Wyatt Gilbert. 11-3, Marion leading. Ball goes up top to Crawford. Crawford derails to the right side, finds Tabor in the lane, going up for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Dawson Tabor goes to the line for the three-point play with 1:20 left to play in the first quarter. Darius Waterford picks up his first personal foul. That is the 14th foul against Marion here in the first half. So Dawson Tabor to try to convert the three-point play, and he does. Dawson Tabor with his first 3 points of the night, 11-6. That breaks Mountain Home's scoring drought. Boyce across the timeline for the Patriots. Throws over on the left side to Waterford. Over to Boyce on the right. Boyce takes the screen, drills to the free throw line. Now goes down to the low block. He's going to put up the jumper, and he's going to call for the travel before the shot. That will be Marion's second turnover of the night. Well, comes with 1:02 left to play in this opening period. Mountain Home with the ball trailing by 5. Gilbert will be fouled in the backcourt now. Damian Phillips picks up his first personal foul. That's the 15th foul against Marion here in the first half. 56.8 seconds left to play in the first quarter. It is 11-6 Marion lead. Gilbert takes an inbound pass and will walk it into the front court. Finds Crawford at the left elbow. Now Crawford dribbles out. Now goes down into the lane, going up for the running jumper. Will not go. And a rebound will be come to Sorrell. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will drill down into the left, right elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. McGee chases down the rebound. Throws out to Tabor. Mountain Home will keep possession. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Gilbert drills to the right side. Now finds Tabor in the corner. A cross-court pass in the left corner. Going up for the three-pointer is Jake McGee. Good. Jake McGee with his first 3 points, and it's a two-point game all of a sudden. 13 seconds left in the first quarter. Here is Boyce back the other way. 9 seconds left. Ball goes over to Waterford now. 5 seconds left. Now up top to McDonald. 3 seconds. Now McDonald's going to drill to the pull up for the jumper. He wasn't even watching the clock. He just had to run it. He had to put it up. Misses everything, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Marion leading Mountain Home 11-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.